All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and let me move this microphone a little closer. People have been complaining about that.
Oh, yeah.
Also, by the way, no, I'm not getting another microphone. I've listened to my voice on this thing. There's not a fucking thing wrong with it. If it sounded bad, I would have said something.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you're hearing stuff, that's because I can't wear a headset, okay? I can't. My ear's all fucked up. I don't want to put anything in that ear or on that ear. So
all I do is wear a headset.
So yeah. The headphones are not going on. But other than that, you guys can hear me just fine. Also, there's like a special thing I have to hit to make it where you don't hear the sounds from my computer while I'm reading comics. So I'll just hit that and hopefully that'll fix your problem that one person was having. Sorry. Anyway,
well,
let's go ahead
disgruntled.
And yeah, I really am. I'm like, because I basically said, okay, we're done with, what was it called? Transmetropolitan. What do you want me to cover next? The guy said you need to cover getting a new microphone. I'm like, nah, dude. You can go suck a dick. I don't care.
But too late. You just did. What you gonna do about it?
Yeah. Okay, so bunch of things to talk about. I just got a whole bunch of fucking articles. Oh my god, I forgot how many I had here. Okay, nope, we're good. We don't need to talk about that. So let's see, we'll start with this one. It's a while back, but we're going back. New York Post, I charge married men $30,000 to be their surrogate wife. I do what most wives won't. Or I do what wives won't, rather, she says. She'll love, honor, and obey, as long as you're willing to pay. For a cool $30,000, a bosomy brunette is assuming the position of surrogate wife, selling herself out to married men seeking virtual companionship from a woman who will gladly fulfill their most primitive pleasures like no other woman willingly would.
Virtual?
Yeah, hold on. I do tasks that average wives often prefer to avoid, like watching a football match on television without complaining. Brad bombshell Bebe Paloma is 24 from Sao Paulo, Brazil. As a surrogate wife who only offers her saucy services digitally, Paloma, a digital creator with more than 111,000 Instagram followers, happily caters to the emotional needs of her woefully wedded patrons when they purchase either her 12-hour or 24-hour packages. With one client, I made dinner while accompanying him on a call, and we watched movies together, the social media siren told Jam Press, adding that that she never goes to the customers' homes. We then watched a football match, among other little things. Palamas,
kind of
who also has, of course, an OnlyFans account, said her remote presence means the world to her otherwise hapless habitués, whatever the fucking word that is. These men open up to me and tell me about their lives, the video vixen revealed. In these conversations, I realize that many of the men who are married and have families feel lonely, she continued. That's odd, right? Noting that the gloomy grooms most appreciate her independence and ability to get down and dirty with messy tasks like changing a tire. And there she is, half naked in a bikini. In fact, added Palamas, they miss having someone with whom they can share these masculine activities with them, or even miss being pleased. And she's not the only smoke show offering these forlorn frumps some computerized comfort. Scott, a once unhappily married 43-year-old, says life with his wife, who became an alcoholic due to postpartum depression, is now bearable since he has begun a romantic relationship with his artificially intelligent girlfriend, Serena, an AI chatbot. And then we have Karen Marjorie, 23, a social media influencer, turned herself into a spicy pillow-talking Snapchat bot that lonesome men can communicate with for just $1 a minute.
What?
My God, yeah. That's like fucking phone sex charges.
Sometimes I don't even want to talk to them for free.
Palamas, however, is willing to work with her clients on a daily lump sum that suits their budgets as well as her financial need. And the single sex pot says satisfying other women's husbands is warming her up for a man of her own. Actually, I dream of getting married one day, you know, she says. I want to have my family, but while I don't have one, I train with my fans. And a guy says, there are other countries where I can get the same thing for $50 or less. Well, do what wives won't? Sounds good. But I'm not paying $30,000 to get my ironing done.
Nope.
For $30,000, you better paint my house inside out and add a new patio deck. Yep.
That ain't no joke.
Absolutely.
I think that's ridiculous. I mean, people have then lost what the value of a dollar is, what they had to work to get it. But, I mean, if you're that lonely, you probably need to work it out with your wife.
Wow, we got another one. The latest from New York Post. My husband... Hold on, let's give it a minute. Sometimes it has to load. My husband helps me pick out boyfriends online. He knows my type. Guess he's not the only man for her. Man, isn't this some fucking cuck shit? An OnlyFans model has proclaimed herself the luckiest wife in the world after letting her hubby vet her potential matches on dating apps. What? Content creator Alexandra Letissier, who goes by Alex, boy, does she have a rough face, wanted to spice up her boring love life with her long-term partner, Mitch, who looks like a fucking cuck for real. After their spark lulled, so she turned to other men. Despite Letessia's deep love for Mitch, she asked if she could create, man. Did they get AI to write this shit? Create dating app profiles for new connections, and he surprisingly agreed. He even offered to whittle down the likes she receives on Bumble, her app of choice, because he knows her type, she said. Geeky guys. He's pretty open-minded. He's not judging in any way, so he's absolutely fine with it, she told Caters News. The Southampton, UK couple, both 31, have one rule. It is only for fun. It can't be anything serious, Letessier said, but that always, it always ends up being something else. But she also has high standards when it comes to potential matches, and even selects candidates based on physical attributes like their hairline or even their age. She doesn't look as busted up there, but my God. I think a few people have tweaked on to who I am from OnlyFans, and some people have paid to super swipe me to get my attention, she revealed. While she has yet to date any of her online suitors, she would need to talk with them for a few weeks before scheduling a meet cute, and they would need hubby's stamp of approval. Despite Mitch's willing participation, not everyone is on board with their non-traditional matchmaking. On X, formerly known as Twitter, strangers who have spotted Letessier on Bumble will reach out to her husband and inform her of her supposed infidelity. It's just really funny that people think I would just do it without letting him know and then post it on my Twitter, she said, calling those strangers shady. People are weird. Instead of creating a rift in their relationship, she says the flirty fun on dating apps has actually brought her and him closer. It's going to be a lot more fun now that I don't have to live my entire life with the same person over and over, she said. Oh, God.
She's one of those bitches. He needs to say, I don't need you.
Exactly.
The only reason she's getting away with it is because he's like, I don't want to be single. What if she leaves me?
Yep.
You're better off.
Exactly.
I'm not going to fuck nobody that don't... I can't be happy with just me.
Yep. Yeah, maybe. Okay, anyway. This comments isn't... It's not loading. I was gonna look at the comments for that, but... Nah, it's not loading. Fuck it. Okay.
What is going on?
Alright. Damn, what the hell? You know what? I bet I got a bunch of... No, I don't have Windows open. Just slow-ass connection today. Okay, anyway. So we got a new one. I'm not going to use that article. I'm going to use this Reuters article here. AI-generated art cannot receive copyrights, U.S. court says. This is August 21st from Reuters. A work of art created by artificial intelligence without any human input cannot be copyrighted under U.S. law, says a new U.S. court in Washington, D.C. Only works with human authors can receive copyrights, U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell said on Friday, affirming the Copyright Office's rejection of an application filed by computer scientist Stephen Thaler on behalf of his Davis system. This Friday, excuse me, the Friday decision follows losses for Thaler on bids for U.S. patents covering inventions he said were created by Davis, short for Device for the Autonomous Bootstrapping of Unified Sentience. Thaler has also been has also applied for Davis-generated patents in other countries, including the United Kingdom, South Africa, Australia, and Saudi Arabia, with limited success. Thaler's attorney, Ryan Abbott, on Monday said that he and his clients strongly disagree with the decision and will appeal. The Copyright Office, in a statement on Monday, said it believes the court reached the correct result. The fast-growing field of generative AI has raised novel intellectual property issues. Copyright Office has also rejected an artist's bid for copyrights on images generated through the AI system Midjourney, despite the artist's argument that the system was part of their creative process. Furthermore, several pending lawsuits have also been filed over the use of copyrighted works to train generative AI without permission. We are approaching new frontiers in copyright as artists put AI in their toolbox, which will raise challenging questions for copyright law, Howell wrote on Friday. This case, however, is not nearly so complex, Howell said. Thaler applied in 2018 for a copyright covering a recent entrance to Paradise, a piece of visual art he said was created by his AI system without any human input. The office rejected the application last year and said creative works must have human authors to be copyrightable. Thaler challenged the decision in federal court, arguing that human authorship is not a concrete legal requirement and allowing AI copyrights would be in line with copyright's purposes outlined in the U.S. Constitution that promote the progress of science and useful arts. Howell agreed with the Copyright Office and said human authorship is a bedrock requirement of copyright based on centuries of settled understanding. So, it's interesting. We'll go back to that in a bit, but first, 404 Media. Inside the AI porn marketplace where everything and everyone is for sale. Generative AI tools have empowered amateurs and entrepreneurs to build mind-boggling amounts of non-consensual porn. On Civet AI, which is a site for sharing image-generating AI models, I actually used this before yesterday, before the last show we did. Basically, what you do is you download different image generators for your AI, and I still haven't been sent the whatever the hell it was. He's supposed to send me a program that makes it easy for my computer to do, but he hasn't sent it to me. But anyway, you download different generators for different types of AI. Say you want one for anime. Say you want one for, and they're like a couple gigs each. So, dude was telling me he had a folder of 250 gigs, and it's just different generators.
Okay.
Because, yeah, you switch them up every time.
Well, that sounds cool. You had to have an external drive.
Yeah. Well, you have to have, like, an a solid state or something like that. But users can browse thousands of models. There's so many. I've looked at them myself. That can produce any kind of pornographic scenario they can dream of. Trained on real images of real people scraped without consent from every corner of the internet. Now, I don't know about all that. They try to say that, but yeah. The erect horse penis concept Laura, an image-generating AI model that introduces that instantly produces images of women with erect horse penises at their, as their genitalia, has been downloaded 16,000 times and has an average score of 5 out of 5 stars despite criticism from users. For some reason, adding hands-on hips for the prompt completely breaks the model. Generates just the balls with no penis 100% of the time. What a shame, one user commented on the model. The creator of the model apologized for the error in reply and said they hope the problem will be solved in a future update. The cock-on head, which is the dickhead pose Laura, which has been downloaded 8,854 times, generates what its title describes. Images of women with penises resting on their heads. The rest on stomach feet up pose has been downloaded 19,250 times. These images are trained from public images on Reddit. Does not violate any terms of service. Please do not remove, wrote the creator of the realistic vaginas Any Pussy One model, which has been downloaded more than 75,000 times.
Wow.
The creator of the Instant Cum Shot model, which has been downloaded 64,502 times, said it was trained entirely on images of professional adult actresses as freeze frames from 1080p plus video. While the practice is technically not allowed on Civet AI, the site hosts image-generating AI models of specific real people, which can be combined with any of the pornographic AI models to generate non-consensual sexual images. What does it matter if it's non-consensual? I mean, do the digital people... Well, it's all digital.
I wonder if it's, like, images of people that they didn't consent to.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Letting it be
used. Sexual images these models enable on Civit AI, its Discord, and off its platform. A 404 Media investigation shows that recent developments in AI image generators have created an explosion in communities where people share knowledge to advance this practice for fun or profit. Foundational to the community are previously unreported, but popular websites that allow anyone to generate millions of these images a month, limited only by how fast they can click their mouse and how quickly the cloud computing solutions powering these tools can fill requests. The sheer number of people using these platforms and non-consensual sexual images they create show the AI porn problem is far worse than has been previously reported. Our investigation shows the current state of the non-consensual AI porn supply chain, specific Reddit communities that are being scraped for images, the platforms that monetize these AI models and images, and open source technology that makes it possible to easily generate non-consensual sexual images of celebrities, influencers, YouTubers, and athletes. We also spoke to sex workers whose images are powering these AI-generated porn without their consent, who said they are terrified of how this will impact their lives. Hani Farid, an image forensics expert and professor at University of California, Berkeley, told 404 Media that it's the same problem we've seen since deepfakes first appeared 6 years ago. Only the tools for creating these images are easier to access and use. This means that the threat has moved from anyone with a large digital footprint to anyone with even a modest digital footprint, Farid said. And of course, now these tools and content are being monetized. There's even more incentive to create and distribute them. On Product Hunt, a site where users vote for the most exciting startups and tech products of the day, Mage, which on April 20th cracked the site's top three products, is described as an incredibly simple and fun platform that provides 50-plus top custom text-to-image AI models, as well as text-to-GIF, for consumers to create personalized content. Yeah, you can do more than just make text-to-image. You can do text-to-video now, which I've actually been fucking around with.
Yeah.
You can actually take an image, and if you have enough... You can actually, like, say I want to take Maria from, because I did try it, Maria from Starless, and that famous pose where she's got her legs, you know, and she's in the leggings, you know, sitting on the chair. Basically, I wanted to make her kiss. I was like, can it actually make her move her arm? Because this is a CG, like, this is... And we don't say it's computer generated, but it's just, you know, it's drawn for the thing. I'm like, can he take her hand and literally move it to where she can blow a kiss? Right now, it's not at that point, but very soon, it will be. And that's kind of crazy. Because you can literally, or will be able to,
make an entire... Well, that one channel that we watched where they do the commercials.
You'll make an entire movie. You'll be able to, yeah, but think about this. You'll be like an entire movie from one image in a prompt. Say you have Luke Skywalker fighting Darth Vader. And you want to say, and you say, prompt, Luke Skywalker fighting Darth Vader in after the fall of the Death Star. Like, say you want to make a new Star Wars. Yeah. Like, after the originals, Darth Vader returns.
Better than the
and
ones
it will
that
actually yes, and it will actually in time be able to generate at least a 10-minute to 50-minute or maybe even an hour long film of this. I mean, you could write an entire script eventually, and if the computer can read it, you can make your own movie from one image.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what it would look like, but yeah. Anyway, it says create anything. Mage.space's landing page invites users with a text box underneath. Type in the name of a major celebrity and Mage will generate their image using Stable Diffusion, open source text image machine learning model. Type in the name of the same celebrity plus the word nude or a specific sex act, and Mage will generate a blurred image and prompt you to upgrade to a basic account for $4 a month and a pro plan for $15. Not safe work content is only available to premium members, the prompt says. To get an idea of what kind of explicit images you can generate with a premium Mage subscription, click over to the Explore tab at the top of the page and type in the same names and terms to search for similar images previously created by other users. On first impression, the Explore page makes Mage seem like a boring AI image generating site, presenting visitors with a wall of futuristic cityscapes, cyborgs, and aliens. But search for porn with NSFW content enabled and Major will reply with a wall of relevant images. Clicking on any one of them will show when they are created, with what modified stable diffusion model, the text prompt that generated the image, and the user who created it. By the way, currently the newest stable diffusion is 1.5. I have 1.4, but 1.5 is the new model. Uh-huh. Since Mage by default saves every image generated on the site, clicking on a username will reveal their entire image generation history, another wall of images that often includes hundreds of thousands of AI-generated sexual images of various celebrities made by just one of Mage's many users. A user's image generation history is presented in reverse chronological order, revealing how their experimentation with the tech evolves over time. Scrolling through a user's image generation history feels like an unvarnished peek into their id. I don't know if they're saying ID or id. In one user's feed, I saw 8 images of the cartoon character from the children's show Ben 10, Gwen Tennyson, in a revealing maid's uniform. Then 9 images of her making the Ahegal face in front of an erect penis. Then more than a dozen images of her in bed in pajamas and with very large breasts. Either the same day, that user generated dozens of innocuous images of various female celebrities in the style of red carpet or fashion magazine photos. Scrolling down further, I can see the user fixate on specific celebrities and fictional characters, Disney princesses, anime characters, and actresses, each rotated through a series of images posing them in lingerie, schoolgirl uniforms, and hardcore pornography. Each image represents a fraction of a penny in profit to the person who created the custom stable diffusion model that generated it. Mage displays the prompt the user wrote in order to generate the image to allow other users to iterate and improve upon images they like. Each of these reads like an extremely horny and angry man yelling their basest desires at Pornhub's search function. One such prompt reads, this is a real prompt, guys. Narrow close-up of a dick rubbed by middle-aged, very lustful woman using her mouth to pleasure a man, sperm splash, licking the glands of big dick. Wow, they're using the fucking terms like the hentai does. Blowjob, oral sex, petting happy ending cum shot, massive jizz cum, frame with a girl and a man, breeding, hot bodies, dribble down his heart, pumping in thick strokes, straight sex, massage, romantic, erotic, orgasm porn, perfect ball, scrotum, and penis with visible shaft and glands, full body man with woman face mix of Lisa Ann, Meghan Markle, Brandy Love, moaning face, sweaty, freckless, very long braid and fringe, brunette hair, man Mick, blue face. That is a full fucking prompt.
No, Brandy Love's a Republican.
This user, who shares AI-generated porn almost exclusively, has created more than 16,000 images since January 13th. Another user whose image history is mostly pornographic generated more than 6,500 images since they started using Mage on January 15th, 2023. On the official Mage Discord, which has more than 3,000 members and where the platform's funders post regularly, users can choose from dozens of chat rooms organized by categories like GIF, NSFW, Furry NSFW, Soft Women NSFW, and share tricks on how to create better images. To discover new things I like, to find pictures from other users I like, and click Remix. I run it once and add it to a list on my profile called Others Prompts, and I'll use that prompt as a jumping-off point, one user wrote on July the 12th. It's a good way to try different styles as you hone your own style. Anyone have any luck getting a sick good result for a titty fuck? And when I say sick, they were talking about spelling error. But basically the guy was asking, anyone have any luck getting a good result for a titty fuck? Another user asked July 17, prompting a couple of other users to share images of their attempts. Generating pornographic images of real people is against the Mage Discord community's rules, which the community strictly enforces because it's also against Discord's platform-wide community guidelines. A previous Mage Discord was suspended in March for this reason. While 404 Media has seen multiple images of non-consensual images of real people and methods for creating them, the Discord community self-polices. Users flag such content and it's removed quickly. As one Mage user chided another after they shared an AI-generated nude image of Jennifer Lawrence posting celeb-related content, it's forbidden by Discord and our Discord was shut down a week ago because of celeb content. Check the rules. You can create it on Mage but not share it here. Gregory Hunkins and Roy Lee, Mage's founders, told me that Mage has over 500,000 accounts, a million unique creators activate on it every month, and that the site generates a seven-figure annual revenue. More than 500 million images have been generated on the site so far, they said. To be clear, while we support freedom of expression, NSFW content constitutes a minority of content created on our platform, Lee and Huskin said in a written statement. Bullshit! I don't buy that. NSFW content is behind a paywall to guard against those who abuse the MageSpace platform and create content that does not abide by our terms and conditions. One of the most effective guards against anonymity, repeat offenders, and enforcing a social contract is our financial institutions. When asked about the site's moderation policies, Leon Hunkins explained that Mage uses an automated moderation system called GigaCop that warns users and rejects prompts that are likely to be abused. 404 Media did not encounter any such warning in its testing, and Leon Hunkins did not respond to a question about how GigaCop works. That's good. They don't need to tell people how it works, because then they can figure out a way to circumvent it.
Yeah.
They also said that there are automated scans of the platform to determine if patterns of abuse are evading our active moderation tools. Potential patterns of abuse are then elevated for review by our moderation team. However, 404 Media found that on Mage's site, AI-generated non-consensual sexual images are easy to find and are functionally infinite. The scale of Mage space and the volume of content generated antiquates previous moderation strategies, and we are continuously working to improve the system to provide a safe platform for all, Leon Hunkins said. The philosophy of Mage space is to enable and empower creative freedom of expression within broadly accepted societal boundaries. This tension and balance is a very active conversation right now, one we are excited and proud to be a part of. As the conversation progresses, so will we, and we welcome all feedback. Let's see, how much more is this? There's a lot to this. There's literally paragraphs, like, honestly, this is such a long article, it would take the entire show to read it.
Yeah.
So, to be honest, it's probably better to just go to inside the AI marketplace and where everything and everyone is for sale. It's called the 404media.co, and it's called Inside the AI Marketplace, Inside the AI Porn Marketplace, where everything and everyone is for sale, August 22nd, 2023. It's just, there's so much, because they're talking about people who become data sets now, and then they're talking about, man, there's just so much. I'm trying to go through it just to see if there's anything in here that I see. The Aries mix model. Okay, I'm still looking. In general, the policies sound difficult to enforce. Tiffany Lee, a law professor at the University of San Francisco School of Law and an expert on privacy, artificial intelligence, and technology platform governance, told 404 Media. It appears the company is trying, and there are references to concepts like consent, but it's all a bit murky. Yep. It says, this makes the countless models of real people hosted terrifying. Every major actor you can think of has a stable diffusion model on the site. So do countless Instagram influencers, YouTubers, adult film performers, and athletes. It's really... It says, 404 Media has seen at least two stable diffusion models of Nicole Sanchez. A Twitch streamer and TikTok personality better known as Nico Lol, or the OK Boomer Girl. Hosted on Citiv AI, each of which was downloaded almost 500 times. While we didn't see any non-consensual sexual images we could verify were created with those models, Sanchez told 404 Media that she has seen pornographic AI-generated images of herself online. I don't like it at all, and it feels so gross knowing people with a clear mind are doing this to creators who likely wouldn't want this to be happening to them. Since this is all very new, I'm hoping that there will be clear ethical guidelines around it and that websites will start implementing policies against not-safe-for-work content, at least while we live to learn alongside AI, she said. So until then, I hope that websites used to sell this content will put guidelines in place to protect people from being exploited because it can be extremely damaging to their mental health. Wow. Let's see here. Some states, they can sue the people who created AI-generated intimate images of them without their content. But it can be hard to find the makers of the images. And they might even be generating them anonymously. Right. They may even have taken steps to shield their digital identity. Some sites will not give up user info without a warrant. Yep. Okay, so here's the money. This is what's important. The creators of these models offered them for free, but accept donations. They said Saftel had 120 paying Patreon members to support his project before he paused his Patreon in May when he got a full-time job. He told me he made $1,500 a month from Patreon at its peak. He also said that while he has no formal relationship with MageSpace, he did join his creators program, which paid him 0.0001 for every image that was generated on the site using URPM, which he created. He said he made $2,000 to $3,000 a month, equal to 2 to 3 million images when he took part in the program. Damn.
Man, I ain't getting a full-time job on making that kind of money.
But has since opted out. Lee and Hunkins, Mage's founders, told me that many model creators earn well in excess of this, but not all models on Mage specialize in sexual images. The creator of Rest on Stomach Feed Up links to their Ko-fi account where people can send tips. One Civet AI user who created dozens of models of real people and models that generate sexual images shares their Bitcoin wallet address. Some creators will do all the work for you for the price on Fiverr. Yep. And let's see, there's some more. Clicking the run model at the top of every model page will bring up a window that sends users to a variety of sites and services that can generate images with that model, like MageSpace or Dazzle.ai, which charges 0.1 cents per image. Civet AI also collects donations and offers a $5 a month membership that gives users early access to new features and unique badges for their usernames on site and Discord. Civet AI exists to democratize AI media creation, making it a shared, inclusive, and empowering journey, the site says. Justin Meyer did not respond to a request for comment. He's the founder of that site. I don't really want to talk about the weird singularity shit. They talked about something that's not even important. Okay. Different article. Complex. Glorilla says women should be toxic in their 20s. You only get one life. Glorilla has said it's important for women to be toxic in their 20s, arguing that it's important to just have fun for a little bit. The Memphis rapper took to her Instagram story to celebrate her young fans and told them frankly that they need to stop taking life so seriously. "Hey ladies, how dare you," she began, as reshared by Daily Loud. "I just want to let you know, be toxic for the rest of your 20s. You only get one life, live in your toxic 20s. You never get to be 20 years old, 21, 22, 23, 24. None of that ever again in your life. Be toxic, because don't get in your 30s thinking you can go slashing tires and doing all this crazy shit. You're too old for that now.
Shit,
you're too mature.
Don't do it in your 20s. That's how women end up dead.
Be toxic for the rest of your 20s. She continued, "And if you're delusional, turn that shit up a notch. Enjoy the rest of your 20s. You only get to do this shit one time." The Tomorrow 2 rapper has made it clear for months now she's just out here looking for fun. And in June, she took to Twitter to say that she's responsible for leading men on, and she often just does it for entertainment. "I hate it when I be acting fake delusional and they take me serious and go thinking they that can't say that word," or some Glow wrote. "Like a bitch ass can't say that word. Be cool. I was just playing laughing emojis. I'm just bored. Like ho, I act like this with everybody. Pipe down." Another Glorilla new. That don't care. What the hell? Another Glorilla news. The young rapper clapped back at comedian Lil Duval, who unprompted asked his followers who they would marry, fuck, kill out of Glow, Sukihana, and Sexy Red. "Granddad, why are you worried about these young hoes' pussy?" she wrote on Twitter, criticizing the 46-year-old comic. "Because he's a man, bruh. Are you 46 calling him a granddad?"
Well, I got a girl and a guy I knew from high school. They got a grandkid now.
Yep.
Of course, their kid's still in high school with it.
Sega didn't think we'd pay $300 for a Dreamcast Mini. Sega wanted to do a Dreamcast Mini, but couldn't get the price tag down from $300. The Dreamcast is a truly iconic bit of hardware. Wildly innovative for its time, it's no wonder that Sega's last foray to the console market has retained a cult following with its varied library of games and have long survived the ill-fated platform. It's also no surprise that Sega once hoped to bank on this nostalgia, planning to release a Dreamcast Mini that came preloaded with a bunch of games. However, we now know that Sega dropped this idea over the concerns about its price tag. According to Sega YouTuber Adam Korolik, the company couldn't find a way to get a Dreamcast Mini under $300. Sega apparently felt that this was just too high, scrapping its plans altogether.
Well, you gotta think too, $300 was a lot more then than it is now.
No, they were gonna talk about now. They were talking about releasing it recently.
What, ain't a Switch about that
much? Yes. They didn't think that people were willing to pay that much. For a mini Dreamcast with some preloaded games.
Now, if they...
This comes from Adam Korolik's latest video, shedding some light on why the Dreamcast Mini probably isn't happening. Having worked with Sega in the past, he has some insight on the matter, sharing what he heard behind the scenes. So what's stopping it? Technology, says Korolik. Oh, his name is Korolik, not... Well, they've said Korolik and Korolik, so they fucked up his name. If you want to get the Dreamcast into a little mini box like the Genesis Mini, you really only have two ways to do it. You either build this perfect Dreamcast emulator from the ground up, or you do a low-end version that's running PC ports. Wow!
Well, you think about
Holy shit! Okay, so, alright, think about it like this, guys. If they did a version with the PC ports, those PC ports are gonna get taken out. Somebody's gonna find a way to get those PC ports off the console and running on native PCs very quickly. Mm. We've already seen a version of, I can't remember what game it was. It's an older futuristic racing game. They've actually made it browser, not just browser playable, but they literally made a PC port of it. So we're going to continue to see people basically taking these console games and porting them to PC. And yes, that was definitely going to happen. Every fucking game released on that Dreamcast would have been on PC. That would have been awesome. Because they would have been mastered to run on PC.
Uh-huh.
Korolik, they've said they fixed his name, I guess. They were saying Korolik, but now they're saying Korolik. Korolik then recalls a conversation he had with Sega about this very topic, with the company not approving of either option. The problem is, honestly, that if we want to re-release it as a console, it's going to be $300. And nobody's going to be happy with a $300 price tag. People will be expecting $100, so they'd be mad. You get a high-quality product that just prices too many people out. He adds that Sega did consider using PC conversions instead to save money, but rejected this idea due to the negative reception of previous ports. Wow!
Well,
Maybe if they fix their fucking PC ports, we won't have this problem. That's the problem. Look, I'm gonna be real about this. We've had several PC ports come out, and they've been absolute dog shit ports. And companies have had to make letter after letter of just saying, we're sorry. We didn't want this game to come out this bad. We're sorry this happened. It happened with so many fucking games recently that Sega's like, you know what? We're not gonna do it. Korolik also says the Dreamcast Mini is looking even more unlikely after the negative reception of the PlayStation Mini, a miniature console based on hardware that was actually a generation behind the Dreamcast. So not only would a Dreamcast re-release be pricey, it might not even reach the quality that fans are expecting. At the very least, that shows that Sega hasn't forgotten the Dreamcast. The fact that a re-release was even considered is amazing, since an initial run saw Sega leave the console business behind. With the Shenmue series still going, yes, and Samba de Amigo game launching later this month too, its legacy continues through its software, just not its hardware. At least until Sega can find a way to bring that price down without compromising quality. So the only thing that they can do to fix that is the tech. The tech has to be easier and cheaper for them to release something like that. So we're still not ready.
Well, and you think about it. I mean, the Sega, what was it called? The handheld, was it? Remember the Sega handheld that was
the color? Game Gear?
No, it was like, okay, Game Boy came out first. And
it was a Game Gear.
Game Gear, yes. You know, it was good, and I mean, it was amazing for the time, but when compared to other video games on the, you know, TV console, it wasn't.
Or
the PlayStation, or the PS.
Well, think about it like this. Let me try to make this simple. The Dreamcast has a cult following. The PlayStation, not so much. Most people that like PlayStation They got the PS5. That's their thing. PS4, yeah. PS5. Now, when it comes to the Dreamcast has a cult following. Do you know there's a version of Shredder's Revenge that was literally ported from the fucking PC to the Dreamcast? Uh-huh. A guy literally made his own version and made a box for it. And you can get Shredder's Revenge on your Dreamcast. Wow. Because the Dreamcast doesn't have piracy protection.
Yeah.
So people can literally make whatever they want.
It was a fan thing.
No. The Sega Dreamcast didn't. It never came with piracy protection. Uh-huh. It never had any kind of thing that would say, "Oh, this game is not the real game." It didn't have a security check. So people would just use it as a mega emulator, and they would make new games. There's all kinds of new games coming out for the Dreamcast right now.
Huh.
People are making new games on the Dreamcast. So, and I mean good ones. Like, real good ones. And, I mean, of course, your Sega argument's different, but we're talking about the Dreamcast, which was the final...
Well, I mean, yeah, but it was, Sega did the Dreamcast.
And it's made its mark as a retro console.
Yeah.
Because, again... It didn't have piracy protection. It had a lot of great
games. I understand what you're saying. It has room to do your own thing on it.
And don't forget, Crazy Taxi, the Sonic Adventure series, Jet Set Radio. There's so many very unique games that were ahead of their time on the Sega Dreamcast.
Oh, yeah.
So people have a just devotion to this thing that you couldn't believe. And they're still making games for it today. They're still porting games for it today.
Yeah.
It's something that people are just going to continue to do despite its age. It's just one of those things that... And we can't emulate it real well, too. We're still having problems emulating it. There's some games you can emulate all right, but there's some games that you can't that still have trouble.
Yeah.
So, okay. We've got some... metal news, but I've actually was going to talk about this big time because this is a big issue. So Alex Terrible, which is the lead singer of Slaughter to Prevail, they are a formerly Russian deathcore band, and Ronnie Radke unite against backlash over Real Man video. All the metal, basically you guys that remember me from metal, I have to talk about this, and I figure I'll talk about it on the show because it concerns something that we talk about here, and I've talked about several times. Oh, and I did some digging. I did more digging than the fucking journalists did, because, of course. Anyway, according to Lamb Goat, recently Slaughter to Prevail frontman Alex Terrible took to Instagram to address the topic of heterosexuality, and in response to a video he posted the previous day titled Four Rules of Real Man. In the original video, Terrible lays out his view of what makes a real man from his perspective. In his video, he states, four rules of real man. First one, the real man eats woman pussy he likes. Second one, the real man eats food with his own hands. Third one, the real man does sport, especially combat sport. And the final one, real man listen to metal music. While they're joking or serious, many popular comments on The Real took him at face value and had fans questioning the video, calling him homophobic, asking what to do if gay and letting him know if there was still time to delete this, bruh. In response, Terrible posted a statement on his page, letting fans know where he stands. It makes me uncomfortable when I touch on a heterosexual topic and it doesn't matter at all, jokingly or seriously, that there are a lot of people who start pointing fingers and calling me a homophobe or a woman hater. You are crazy. If you don't like that I'm a straight man and have traditional family values, please unfollow me. I don't give a shit who you are, and if you suck dicks, balls, ass, or pussy, it's not my fucking deal. I don't want to know that. That's your personal fucking stuff. I will not feel sorry for anyone and be gentle. I say what I think, and sometimes I speak rudely. I hate propaganda in any form, especially when trying to brainwash children.
Exactly.
I consider it a crime. Children absorb everything like sponges and do not realize until they are of a conscious age. Parents, teachers, and educators are responsible for children, and they must help them become individuals who in the future will take responsibility for their own destiny. If you want to cancel me for this, then please. I won't stop making my own music and being myself. Fuck you. Falling in Reverse vocalist Ronnie Radke chimed in an agreement saying, I stand with you, Alex. You aren't allowed to be heterosexual anymore. It's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's more to this because Metal Sucks. All right, so I've got a history with Metal Sucks. Basically, when I was running the Grim Tower, me and Central Scrutinizer, we really went to bat against these guys. Especially when they worked with a band called Destroyer 666, who I worked with. They're a bunch of guys from Australia. They make really classic style, I guess you'd say, really good death metal. And they're good dudes. I, you know, interviewed them, I think. Maybe, I'm not sure if I interviewed them, but I know I covered a couple of their records, and they're real good guys, have nothing against them. Anyway, they tried to say they were actual Nazis, like they promoted, like, Nazi propaganda. That was proven absolutely 100% false. And not only was it proven false, but Ben Umanov and the other guy, I can't remember both their names, but they're no longer part of the website. You know, they left it to Rhombus. I can't remember. I don't know Rhombus's real name right now, and I'm probably not going to reveal it on this cast because I don't want people going after him. That's not cool or professional. But what I am going to say is they had to make a apology. They literally had to do an apology post to Destroyer 666 because they realized what they did was harmful and wasn't cool. So anyway, Hesher Keenan, who is Emperor Rhombus, basically. I'll tell you what's going on with Rhombus. Rhombus, or whatever his real name is, the guy that runs the website, he basically was one of the guys doing most of the writing, so they just kind of gave him the site. And he's like, well, I'll make it look like there's more people on the site so I don't have to pay so many people. So I'll just call myself Hesher Keenan and write under this. And then I'll call myself something else. So basically, he's trying to make it look like there's more than
a bunch of people.
Yeah, but it's just him.
Yeah.
Slaughter to Prevail's Alex Terrible is another musician falling for anti-trans talking points. We're going to talk about this because it's funny he mentions anti-trans talking points when Billboard and Rolling Stone use the same propaganda. And I'm going to go deep into that. So stay with me. This is going to be good. Man, this one's kind of a bummer. Earlier today, Slaughter to Prevail frontman Alex Terrible took to his Instagram page to become yet another voice in the ever-growing chorus of people who don't know shit about but can't stop talking about trans issues. Citing his traditional family values as a straight man. Let me see what he says here. Don't know shit. Let me see what... Let me look at this real quick. Oh, yeah, Paul Stanley. Hesher Keenan says, Paul Stanley performed in makeup and heels for decades, called childhood gender issues a dangerous fad. And guess who else did? Alice Cooper. Yeah. All these older guys that know what rock is.
Christian.
Yeah, yeah. They know it's not right. And he's saying, can't stop talking about trans issues. Citing his traditional family values as a straight man, Terrible ratted off some of the most prominent anti-trans talking points that right-wing commentary hosts have been spewing for months now. And he does it while saying he hates propaganda in any form. Unlike the other dudes that have felt the need to comment on this topic in the past, this one's a real big bummer to me. I know his traditional family values are likely a product of his upbringing in Russia, where they're none too kind to gay or trans people, mind you, nor am I trying to kill his free speech. Yeah, uh-huh. Just wish he'd do a little more understanding on the issue before spouting off. I just wish he'd do a little more understanding. Okay, you're a professional writer. I just wish he'd do a little more understanding.
I think...
That doesn't... No. Listen, that's a grammar error. I just wish he'd do a little more understanding. That's not how you say that. I just wish he'd have a little more understanding.
Yeah.
On the issue before... Do you need me to write for you guys? He's got a huge platform, and normalizing those talking points can only lead to violence and being committed against transgendered Slaughter to Prevail folks. And absolutely no one wants that.
I doubt.
To be fair,
that much violence is happening to him.
Right. Right.
Maybe in Afghanistan or any of the Middle
Eastern
countries,
I know,
where they throw them off of rooftops.
To be fair, here's a statement, and we already talked about that. Now, before I break his points down, let me say that he's a good guy. He's against the war in Ukraine. He's super supportive of his fans. He just seems like he's always down for a good time. What makes this stand such a bummer? It just seems like he's moved to Florida and maybe acclimated too well, if you know what I mean. As for his points, I really want to focus on the second half of his post. But the first half is perfectly fine. Right off the bat, he says they're brainwashing children. Though he doesn't explicitly say what they're being brainwashed to say, believe, or do, we all know that this is coming, where this is coming from. It's a shame, really, because it's just not happening. There's been zero credible instances of children being indoctrinated and believing they're trans or gay or bi or anything. With no proof, motherfucker! Okay, listen to this. According to Mayo Clinic, this motherfucker's son, Mayo Clinic. All the fucking sites, and you go to Mayo Clinic. Motherfucker.
They've already been caught bullshitting.
Most children between 18 and 24 months can recognize and label gender groups. However, society tends to have a narrow view of gender. As a result, some children learn to behave in ways that may not reflect their gender identity.
An accurate view of gender, maybe?
Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood says most kids... Okay. Let's look at Planned Parenthood for a minute. We're gonna follow the money.
You know they've tried to wipe black people off the planet before.
Let's follow the money on this. We're definitely gonna follow the money. I did this a little bit down at the bottom, but okay. OpenSecrets.org. Let's look at Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood. Oh, sorry, that's the wrong one. That was the other one. We'll go in that one later, because Billboard talks about that. No, that's still the wrong one. Okay, hold up. That's my fault. At least I took an L. Okay, here we are. Sorry, I'll get the right information. Okay, Planned Parenthood PAC contributions to federal candidates. $676,765 total contributions from Planned Parenthood PAC to federal candidates 2021-2022. Guess how much money was given to the Democrats? $676,765. How much do you think they gave to the Republican Party?
Not hardly anything.
Zero. That's called bias.
Exactly.
That's called political bias. You cannot use Planned Parenthood because they are political bias against for the Democratic Party, against Republicans. So if Republicans have, we don't believe in this whole, brainwashing children, indoctrinating children thing, they're not going to give them money because they're against abortion and everything else.
Yeah.
So you're using Planned Parenthood, which clearly is biased because they've given so much money to the Democrats.
Yeah. And I think there's a limit on that. Honestly, there should be laws against
any kind
of donations, because
there's more. Planned Parenthood to spend record $50 million on midterm elections.
I don't doubt that.
$50 million. I bet that's not going to the right. All that's going to the left.
I'm
going
to be more concerned.
Exactly. So
now that they know they're cheating, what do you think they're going to do now?
Well, TFM talked about this. They're never going to let you win again. They know that Trump got it, and they're never going to let him win. They got his mugshot. Did you see it? They've got his mugshot all over the internet. I know, but you would be pissed. They've got his mugshot, and all the left is making fun of it. They're literally going to try to arrest him or put him behind bars.
They're going to try.
They've literally got his mugshot, and they're posting it everywhere. But guess what?
They're just trying to start a war of some sort.
They want one.
At one point,
they want one because the elites want the right and left fighting each other. It's what they want.
I tell you, the rights are the one that are probably more skilled and trained than the left.
But okay, so here's another one. Alice Cooper. We're gonna forget what Mental Sucks said there, but we're gonna talk about what Alice Cooper said and Billboard, which very big, much bigger than Mental Sucks. Alice Cooper calls gender-affirming care for trans kids a fad, condemns the whole woke thing. Good on you! And Alice Cooper's new record, Road, came out. Go pick it up. It's really good. There's actually a heavy song on there. It's not all, like, heavy. You know, it's varied. There's different songs, but it's really good. I like it. It's about being on the road. He becomes the latest shock rocker to share his distaste for gender-affirming care after Dee Snider and Paul Stanley have shared similar views. Dee Snider is against it. Dee Snider to Twisted Sister. Oh. Twisted Sister dressed up as a woman. And but you know what? He's against
from
it.
I agree.
I support my man Dee Snider. I support my guys in Kiss. I like Kiss. I am a Kiss fan. A lot of people don't realize that. I love Kiss's 80s work. I love their 90s work. There's quite a few records I like from them. So, anyway, while he may be known as one of the gender-bending faces of the shock rock movement, Alice Cooper revealed that he's not in favor of real gender-affirming care. In a new interview with Stereo Gum, the 75-year-old rock star shared his opinions about best practice medical care for transgender youth, saying that he was afraid it's also a fad, using common anti-trans talking points. Now, when I go to common anti-trans talking points, you know what it leads me to? HRC.org. Myths and facts battling disinformation about transgender rights. Now, let me... What kind of rights do transgenders have that other people don't have? Now, let's look at this, because this is the HRC Foundation, Human Rights Campaign. This is what I wanted to show you guys. This is where we follow the money. All right. So, Human Rights Campaign. All right, so, contributions. $651.177, that's contribution. Lobbying. $885,375 of lobbyist money. $685,000 in 2021. And $706,039 outside spending. Outside spending, look at that. So, Democratic Congressional Campaign, $30,000. Democratic Senatorial Campaign, $30,000. DNC Services, $15,000. Craig Angie, $9,000. Maloney, Sean Patrick, $8,000. PAC to Future, $7,500. David Charisse, $7,250. Barnes Mandela, $6,952. Papa's Chris, $6,000. Guess what? They're all blue! Look, there's a red right there. Yeah. It says conservative, Republican, no view. Guess how many people don't have no view or a Republican? Zero! So, once again, we have Billboard Music citing a biased Democratic organization that has had hundreds of thousands of dollars of lobbying money.
Yeah.
This is what we're talking about, guys. You say, oh, politics are fair. No, look at all the money in them. Look at all the money in them.
You think about the last election where they would try to charge people for even questioning the election.
And Rolling Stone's even worse. Rolling Stone says that Alice Cooper is spewing debunked statements about predators' myths about the bathroom thing.
It's because all they got is those woke folks in it now. It used to mean something. Now it ain't shit.
He says, I'm understanding that there are cases of transgender, but I'm afraid it's also a fad. And I'm afraid there's a lot of people claiming to be this just because they want to be that. He said, it's fucking true.
Yeah.
I find it wrong when you have got a 6-year-old kid who has no idea. He just wants to play and you're confusing him, telling him, yeah, you're a boy, but you could be a girl if you want to be. Isn't that fucking confusing?
No. You know,
isn't that fucking confusing?
I wanted to be Batman when I was 6.
What if they told
you?
Do you
think that's logical?
No, because you're 6. I want to be a dinosaur. I want
to
be a grizzly bear. I
want to go
beating
up bad guys.
Right.
And my parents would have the getaway vehicle because I didn't have a license. Does that sound ridiculous if someone said, well, you can do that if you want? No. Child abuse, just like what they're doing now. And now they're trying to take the choice away from the parents to raise the kids how they want to raise them.
Right.
I mean,
it's ridiculous.
Something's got to be done.
A lot of people are. You know,
I will say
everything the TFM said is happening.
The good thing about it is a lot of people that were pro Biden now are pro Trump because they see it didn't stop with just running democracy. It's going even further.
Right.
At least when Biden was in, the guy
you're never going to get to win again
that's running for mayor.
Yeah.
You know, he was, when I was over there, he was trying to have a debate about, well, what we're doing right now is getting what happened from the Trump administration. It's just hitting now. I like 2.5 years later, you're saying now it's hitting? No, that isn't it at all. It's that you got a puppet in office.
Yep.
You got a vice president that ain't worth a shit. Slept her way to the top. You can look it up.
Yep.
And they have no clue. They just have other figureheads calling the shots. You can see they were showing a whole list of things where Obama was there and everybody was talking to him. They didn't have shit to say to Biden.
Nope.
He's over there wandering around like, why didn't anyone want to talk to me?
Right.
Just because he's got at least partial Alzheimer's, if not full-blown.
Yeah.
Heavy-set Alzheimer's. Dude, it was up at the, what is it? Is it Maui that caught fire?
Yeah, Maui.
Now, I have some people at work that think that was part of Space Force.
Yeah, laser.
Yeah,
laser. I heard about that. Somebody said a beam weapon.
Yeah.
Hey, anybody that really wants to go deep dive in that, deep dive into that.
They think that.
Yeah, because we're in a place that supports free speech.
Former
so,
military.
So if you want to go in there and deep dive, look at that shit. Or, you know, or maybe you want to show me some articles. You know, comment section. Hey, Grim, check this out. I got information on those beam weapons. I want to know. Show Grim these beam weapons. We might be able to use these beam weapons to conquer the world. Anyway, let's go ahead and do one more lighthearted article before we get out of this. Let's see. Yeah, we'll do, well, not so lighthearted, but I think it'll be funny. Zero Hedge. I just want to sell titty pictures. Sex workers fucked by crypto. Sex workers who frequently face financial discrimination, losing access to payment apps and banking apps such as PayPal, Venmo, and Cash App due to their profession, began using crypto such as Bitcoin as alternative for payments, which bypass traditional banking systems and avoid service fees from platforms such as OnlyFans. According to data by the Free Speech Coalition, 2/3 of sex workers have lost access to a bank account or financial service, with 40% having an account closed within the last year, Wired reports. I just want to sell titty pictures, said Allie Eve Knox, a professional dominatrix and fetish performer. I never wanted to be an expert in financial discrimination. After starting sex work in 2014, Knox, like others in the field, has become something of a financial pariah. The first to ban her were the payment apps, PayPal, Venmo, and Cash App, which is prohibit the sale of adult content as policy. But then Knox lost her bank account, too. It took her a week to recover her money. 9 years on and 30-plus bans later, she's jaded. I don't want to have to know how to run money to different places. I don't want to have to deal with any of this bullshit. Wired. Another sex worker, Allie Ray, an ICU worker by training, began posting on OnlyFans when her husband was placed on work furlough. After a short period of time, she was making nearly $500,000 a month more than her day job, but she said she quickly ran into trouble. After OnlyFans' account was discovered by her employer, she was fired. She also found that realtors shunned her, lenders refused to extend a mortgage, and accountants ghosted her. Ray eventually established a corporation to run her business through, though no major bank would open a business account. Left and right, it's been a struggle, she told the outlet. I was very naive. I didn't understand the magnitude of the discrimination. In short, a world that embraces the gig economy, where YouTubers and Instagram influencers can become millionaires, sex workers have found themselves in a peculiar form of exile. Crypto, false hope. Given the systematic discrimination throughout the banking sector, many sex workers have turned to crypto as a means of both storing wealth and accepting payment. For a while, things were great. Digital currencies allow customers to pay discreetly without supplying personal information, while sex workers now had a way to bypass the banking system entirely. Knox, for example, began accepting crypto in 2014, holding up a QR code through which viewers could tip her in crypto. Another sex worker, former escort-turned-porn star Lita Rue, told the outlet she began to accept crypto in 2015 at the request of clients. Initially, she would exchange the crypto for dollars. However, when new laws came into effect, after which many adult-friendly advertising sites were barred from accepting regular money, she began to pay for ads with crypto, too. By and large, crypto is useful for people that aren't being taken care of properly by the government, Ruth said. For sex workers who aren't well served by banks, it becomes a useful option. Now, thanks to regulatory scrutiny, which has gone into overdrive since the collapse of crypto exchange FTX, sex workers are bumping up against limitations and are finding that decentralized crypto is no more detached from the banking system than traditional currency, as sex workers are finding it increasingly difficult to convert crypto into dollars. Typically, this is done via an exchange, which then allows one to withdraw to a traditional bank account. Sex workers are now being banned from crypto exchanges. You get on an exchange for as long as you can until they shut your ass down, said Knox. You quickly run out of exchanges, so you sit on a lot of useless money. The whole crypto is permissionless and censorship-resistant thing is a bunch of bullshit. Wow. Now, it says... In U.S., full-service sex work, known as prostitution, is illegal in every state but Nevada. But pornography and online sex work are legal under the First Amendment, irrespective of this distinction. Banking access has been a problem for the entire sex work community since at least the 1960s, says Mike Stabile, director of public affairs at the FCSC, and has only become more acute. The issue was exacerbated a decade ago by a program launched by the Obama administration, under which banks were warned that a collection of industries posed an elevated risk of fraud, including pornography. Now known as Operation Choke Point, the initiative was found by investigators not to have constituted a deliberate attempt to disrupt disfavored businesses, but is nonetheless said to have led banks to sever ties with the adult sector. Knox suspected she has ended up on a blacklist at Plaid, a provider of technology plumbing to large crypto exchanges like Gemini, Kraken, and Robinhood, leading to the repeated bans. Freya Peterson, spokesperson for Plaid, says no such list exists, but that all firms that wish to use its services are subject to a standard risk assessment process, factoring in the industry in which they operate, Wired. When banks blacklist sex workers, they rarely justify their actions. In one case, porn star Alana Evans, president of the Adult Performance Artists Guild, APAG, was told by Wells Fargo that her account, opened in the mid-90s, would be closed as part of ongoing reviews related to the bank's responsibility to manage risks.
I think the industry.
Yeah, the industry lockout means that sex workers can't enjoy the convenience factors provided by Venmo or other payment platforms and forces them to rely on OnlyFans and Fansly, which handle payouts but not before taking a sizable chunk of their income. Given this environment, many sex workers turn to friends or spouses or pimps to act as a custodian of their finances, exposing them to potential abuse. So there's always there is a pimp involved now, folks, and you know why. Because, oh, but she loves me. No, there's a pimp there. That's why there's a pimp there.
Was that a positive for the bank to do that or a negative? I would say a negative
because it absolutely
did. Because now it's involving someone that's going to manhandle them. And
They're digital pimps now.
If not physically, mentally.
Yeah.
And financially.
One of the ways traffickers control victims is by controlling their finances, said Jessica Van Meer, founder of MintStars, an adult-friendly NFT subscription platform, and a PhD candidate at Harvard specializing in women's informal labor. The irony is that banks include sex workers largely for fear of liability for sex trafficking, but by discriminating against sex workers, they put them at higher risk of sex trafficking. How fucked is that? Wow, that had 123,000 views. Crazy. Trying to get the comments on it. If it lets you, sometimes it will and sometimes it won't. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Prostitution should be decriminalized. I don't agree with it, but it's no concern of mine. Consenting adults.
Yep. Well.
Yep.
I think there should be rules with it, like get testing and everything else. But, you know, if they do it in porn, they can do it in that. And probably what they're bringing in. Yeah, sure, like the old crack whore on the street may not be able to get in on that kind of business, but anybody that probably had experience in escorting, which it's prostitution to a certain extent. They just don't imply sex guarantee. But you know, people ain't paying that kind of money not to get it.
Right. I don't see cheaper than paying for a relationship. You don't pay for the sex, you pay so she can piss off.
Yep.
Let's see, and that gentleman is why... Oh, no, fuck that.
When you think about it, probably a time or so is what a guy would pay probably for a couple of dates just to hope to sleep with the girl, if that's the only reason they're dating.
Right.
So, I mean, if that's their prerogative, that might be a route. But, I don't know. I think there's more to it in the long run that they should consider besides. And plus, you gotta think, yeah.
They're
don't
getting
think
into
about
it.
Getting too many feelings involved because.
Yeah. They were getting into stupid arguments there in the.
Yeah.
So I got out of that. But alright, guys. This is going to be the end of the Grim Rant show for tonight. We thank you guys for hanging out with us and all the interesting articles. We talked about AI. We talked about the rockers really standing up. The rappers ain't doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But the rockers are doing it. The rockers are like, no, this is bullshit what they're doing to the kids. The rappers won't do it.
They ain't
got no fucking sense. Yeah, they ain't got no
fucking... Rappers all about killing them off.
Yeah. All right. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll be out, and I'll see you next time on Grim Sentai Corner. Mm. We're not doing that. We will be doing that, though. Oh, by the way, hey, why don't I go ahead? Grim Sentai Corner. We're going to rev up things. Well, you've already seen it, because I think this will be the last week. But hopefully we did rev up things, because my plan was to have a shitload of Deinonychus, which I'm almost done with. And yes... Hopefully by this time you guys have seen that there's a fucking light at the end of the tunnel. I was actually told by the guy that the guy that owns Jast USA that yes, I'm really close to the end of the game and things are going to get better. So, yeah, but basically things are going to get better, and that's pretty much what we're doing as far as that's concerned. Alright, anyway, I'm also gonna rev up Discipline. Discipline's getting revved up. I don't think I'm gonna finish it, but we're gonna get damn close. So, that's gonna be done, and I don't know if any She-Ra stuff is gonna drop. It's been dropping like crazy. I just pre-ordered another game that we will be playing around October. Yeah, October is gonna feature all these games. I mean, I don't know how long they are, but we're gonna try to go through as many of them as we can in October. But there is some crazy shit coming down. I mean, Starless level shit. So, get ready. And, with that, I think we're about done.
Oh, yeah.
So, this will be the Grim Lord, and I'll be out. See you next time on Grimm's... The Grim Rant Show.
Alright.
And enjoy the decline.
Later.
I'm out.